KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about pesticides and why we use them. Pesticides are used to control various pests and disease carriers such as mosquitoes, ticks, rats, and mice. Pesticides are used in agriculture to control weeds, insect infestation, and diseases. There's many types of pesticides, and each is meant to be effective against specific pests. Some examples include algicides to kill and or slowing the growth of algae, antimicrobials to control germs and microbes such as bacteria and viruses, disinfectants that control germs and microbes such as bacteria and viruses, fungicides that control fungal problems like molds, mildews, and rust, herbicides to kill or inhibit the growth of unwanted plants, also known as weeds, insecticides to control insects, insect growth regulators to disrupt the growth and reproduction of insects, rodenticides to kill rodents like mice, rats, and gophers, and wood preservatives to make wood resistant to insects, fungus, and other pests. Now, some of the significant public health problems that are caused by pests include vector-borne diseases, infectious diseases such as West Nile virus, Lyme disease, and rabies can be carried and spread by vector. That's disease-carrying species such as mosquitoes, ticks, and rodents. EPA registers several pesticide products, including repellents, that may be used to control the vectors that spread these diseases. Asthma and allergies. Indoor household pests such as cockroaches can contribute to asthma and allergies. In addition to registering products to control these pests, EPA also provides information to the public about safely using these products in homes and in schools. Microbial contamination. Now, various microorganisms, include bacteria, viruses, and protozoans, can cause microbial contamination in hospitals, public health clinics, and food processing facilities. EPA registers antimicrobial products intended to control these microorganisms and help prevent the spread of numerous diseases. Avian flu, sometimes called bird flu, is an infection that occurs naturally and chiefly in birds. Infections with these viruses can occur in humans, but the risk is generally low for most people. EPA works to register and make available sanitizers or disinfectants that may be used to kill avian influenza virus on inanimate surfaces and to help prevent the spread of avian flu virus. These products are typically used by the poultry industry to disinfect their facilities. Certain proteins found in cells of central nervous system of humans and animals may exist in abnormal infectious forms called prions. Prions share many characteristics of viruses and cause fatal diseases. In 2004, EPA determined that prions are considered to be a pest under FIFRA, and that products used to control prions are subject to EPA regulation. Biological agents such as Bacillus anthracis spores can cause a threat to public health and national security. We're talking about anthrax here. EPA has the authority to issue emergency exemptions for pesticides for use in anthrax spore decontamination efforts. Pesticides, they must be registered with the EPA unless they meet the criteria for a minimum risk pesticide. EPA evaluates pesticides to ensure that when they are used according to label directions, they won't harm people, non-target species, or the environment. EPA examines the ingredients of a pesticide, where it will be used, such as the home or on food, and the amount, frequency, and timing of its use, and how it will be discarded or stored. Companies are required to submit to EPA for review information about the health effects of pesticides, including cancer, reproductive effects, neurological effects, and acute or chronic toxic effects. EPA also funds pesticide research, engaging the nation's best scientists and engineers to improve knowledge about how we are exposed to pesticides and their health effects. Once registered, pesticides are periodically reviewed for safety. If new concerns arise, EPA can change the conditions for using them or cancel their registrations. It is illegal to use a pesticide product inconsistent with its label directions. And in addition, there's a variety of illegal, unregistered pesticide products in the marketplace that can pose risks to you and your family. Tips for reducing pesticide impact on wildlife. Now, when used properly, pesticides can play a valuable role in controlling weeds, insects, and other pests. On the other hand, they can harm wildlife if the user doesn't follow the label directions. Wildlife includes non-target birds, mammals, fish, aquatic invertebrates, insect pollinators, and plants. Some tips for household pesticide users. Follow all requirements on pesticide product labels. Store and dispose of pesticides properly. See instructions on pesticide product label for product or chemical specific instructions. Inspect pesticide containers regularly for leaks and corrosion. Mix pesticides, clean equipment, and rinse containers in an area where pesticides and rinse water cannot enter sewers or storm drains. Keep pesticides out of waters and areas near waters. Minimize potential harm to birds, beneficial insects, and fish by using pesticides only when necessary. Treat only the specific areas needing treatment. Most insecticides are toxic to bees. When using them outdoors, apply at night when the bees are not actively foraging. Use bait stations for rodent baits that are formulated with food, such as peanut butter or grain bait, or place the bait where non-target wildlife cannot get to it. Use landscaping techniques that help increase native habitat and reduce the need for pesticides. Now, how to store these safely? Safely storing them is important to protect people, pets, and the environment. Follow all storage instructions on the pesticide label and don't stockpile. Buy only the amount of pesticide you'll need soon. Store pesticides out of reach of children and pets, and if possible, keep pesticides in a locked cabinet in a well-ventilated utility area or a garden shed. Never store pesticides in cabinets with or near food, animal feed, or medical supplies. Store flammable liquids outside your living area and far away from the ignition source, such as a furnace, a car, grill, or a lawnmower. Don't store pesticides in places where flooding is possible or where they might spill or leak into wells, drains, groundwater, or surface water. Always store pesticides in their original containers with the label, which lists directions for use, ingredients, first aid steps in case of accidental poisoning. Never transfer pesticides to soft drink bottles or other containers. Children or others may mistake them for something to eat or drink. Use child-resistant packaging correctly. Child-resistant does not mean child-proof, so close the container tightly and keep it out of your children's reach. If you can't identify the contents of the container, if you can't tell how old the contents are, follow the advice on the label for safe disposal. Now, how to safely dispose of these? Avoid disposing of pesticides whenever possible. Mix up only enough pesticide for the job. Use up small amounts of excess pesticides. Apply them according to the directions on the label. If you cannot use it, ask your neighbors if they have a similar pest control problem and can use it up. If any remaining pesticide cannot be used properly, safely dispose of pesticides to protect people, pets, and the environment. Follow all disposal instructions on the pesticide label. Check with your local solid waste management authority, environmental agency, or health department to find out whether your community has a household hazardous waste collection program or a similar program for getting rid of unwanted leftover pesticides. These authorities can also inform you of any local requirements for pesticide waste disposal. To identify your local solid waste agency, search the internet or look in the government section of your phone book under categories such as solid waste, public works, or garbage, trash, or refuse collection for your town, city, or county. You can also contact Earth 911 at 1-800-CLEANUP. Or online at earth911.com. Think before disposing of extra pesticides and containers. Never reuse empty pesticide containers. Pesticide residues can contaminate the new contents and cause serious harm. Never pour pesticides down the sink, toilet, sewer, or street drain. Many municipal drinking water and wastewater treatment systems are not equipped to remove all pesticides, and if pesticides reach waterways, they can harm fish, plants, and other living things. State and local pesticide disposal laws may be stricter than federal requirements on the label. Check with your state or local agencies before disposing of extra pesticide. Information for this program is available at EPA website. That's at epa.gov. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.